What this question is telling us is that the road can produce 4,500 newtons of friction. So what we're really looking at here is, what is the maximum speed that the car can go to produce 4,500 newtons of centripetal force? The centripetal force is dependent on the mass and the speed of the object, as well as the radius of the circle. Since the mass and the radius are constant, if the car goes too fast, the centripetal force required to maintain circular motion will be greater than the force of friction from the road. And if that's the case, what you'll see is what's happening in our diagram here is the car is just veering off the road as opposed to following the curve. And again, this is because there's only so much friction that the road can produce. The faster the car goes, the greater the centripetal force is required to allow the car to travel in a circular path.